You're listening to Brown Bag Culture, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Brown Bag Culture. Let's get into it.
For their behavior. He will do good.
Anger be gone.
You're listening to Brown Bag Culture!
На щастя, у нього були вірні друзі, які йому допомогли. Червоний автобус вивчив англійську мову дуже добре. І одного прекрасного дня його мрія здійснилася. Він приїхав до Англії і там залишився серед таких, як сам. Живе там щасливо і добре. Діти, ми теж ваші друзі, і з великою радістю допоможемо вам вивчити англійську мову. Продовжуємо знайомитись з темою «Сім'я». Давайте зараз поповнимо вашу словникову скарбничку новими англійськими словами. Слухайте та повторюйте. Uncle. На двоюрідного брата або двоюрідну сестру називає Казер. Двоюрідний брат або сестра. Very good. Дуже добре. Слухайте уважно далі. Сам. Донька. Доте. Слухайте, що складає. Доте. Доте. Напевно, кожен з вас є хрещеником або хрещеницею і має хрещених батьків. Хрещеник англійською звучить Godson. 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 Хрещеник. Хрещениця. Go. хрещений батько. God Father. God Father. God Father.
$100 ball there on a 2 cent denom.
Хрещена мама. God. Father. God. Mother. God. Mother. Хрещена мама. Ялта. Домовиці. Дітки, для того, щоб краще пам'ятати вивчені слова, ви їх повторюєте не тільки під час відеозанять. Протягом дня описуйте події навколо вас. Наприклад. Father прийшов з роботи. Mother готує обід. Sister малює. Brother читає. I означає ви. Скажіть, що робите ви? I говорить англійською. Спробуйте. Дайте цю гру за своїми рівнями. Якщо вам з першого разу не вдалося запам'ятати слова та вирази, порівняйте урок.
I can follow the rules, I can follow the rules, and we'll have a good day when we follow the rules. I can listen to my teacher, listen to my teacher, listen to my teacher, and I follow the rules.
I got a car full of people. Guns on the game, I ain't. a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree. The tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh. Hey, ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Hey, ho, the rattling bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. On that tree there was a branch, a rare branch.
Fuck a bog!
When you wake up in the morning, why don't you build a relationship with Christ? I mean, nothing else in this world matters. It doesn't matter how much money you got in the bank. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters in this life unless your soul's saved and you're going to heaven. That's the only thing that matters today. It don't matter how big or how hot shot you think you are for the executive for IBM. I mean, give me a break. If you don't surrender your will to him, there's no way you're gonna make it in. No way. You think you're going to heaven and you think you're saved just because you put your name on the church ballot? Going to church don't save your soul. You have to build a personal relationship with the one we're talking about.
God.
The key to the gate. And if you want to tell me how to live my life, it better line up with the Word of God or shut your mouth. If it's not in the Word of God, don't try to tell me how to live my life and how to interpret the Scriptures. Because that's not even biblical. People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sake. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor.
You are doing shit!
And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You're totally lost if you believe that. Because that's not even biblical. You know, a lot of people, after they work 8 hours, come home and give their wife a big pity party on how hard they worked all day. Well, poor you. You're supposed to make money to pay for the bills of your family. And the Bible says, if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than a defiled person. You're worse than that. I mean, we're talking about life and death here. We're not playing little games. Well, a lot of parents won't even thank their children. Oh, I can't spank my child because it's going to affect his mind when he's an adult. Lady, it's going to affect him more if you don't discipline him now. I think it just rapists spoil rotten children because they don't discipline their children. But there's a lot of people that use abortion for birth control. Abortion for birth control.
Abortion for birth control.
And murder babies. I mean, look around you. Something is wrong. People don't even have a conscience. They have no problem walking in and murdering a baby that's within them. No conscience. You know there's people watching me right now that have no respect for me or God or his word. You know the Bible says if you touch the prophets and the anointed, a young person watching me, Kevin. I'm talking to you right now. You know who you are. And there's a Sandra watching me. I don't even know how many people God got to watch this program. I feel like Bobby did a lot of people God up and watched it. If you're a lady today, and I see a lot of women sitting on couches today, watching their husbands at work, or they're afraid your husband's going to lose their job. You know, if you put Jesus Christ first to him, look out for all your bills. And God only uses the devil. He doesn't let him hurt us. He just uses him to show us what a stupid idiot he is. And that's getting too heavy about it, because some of you can't handle it, some of you can't when they're spiritual, and some of you aren't too spiritual. So you're not going to understand what I'm talking about. But if you're a Satanist, if you're a lover of the world, you're a Satanist. But it all lines up to everything in the book. You know, people don't even want to know the truth. People people don't want to know the truth in the Bible. If you want to turn the channel, go ahead, fool. Turn the channel. If you want to learn something about God, shut your mouth and listen to me for a minute. You know, Kennedy was murdered by three terrorists. You know, the Dallas police were told to keep their mouths shut and close the file. He was shot from the back, he was shot from the front, and he was shot in the neck on three different areas. And it was connected to the mafia, to the White House,
to General Kennedy. Give it bad people good ideas. I keep giving bad people good ideas. I keep giving bad people good ideas.
To a lie, this all war. All guy killed President Kennedy. That's a filthy, rotten lie. The mafia had him killed before he was going to tell the truth. The little gun that the guy had, there's no way he could have shot him.
Being a beta male sucks. Being a
beta
male
in
life,
we get a story that makes so little sense.
You get ignored. You get treated with low value, and you never attract the girls. Not to mention, you often end up getting used by your bosses, used by your friends, used by women to cry on, and you never get any appreciation from anyone, much less anything in return. And unfortunately, very few beta males ever make the leap from beta male to full alpha male. Most of them have accepted their roles in society as beta men. But I don't believe most beta men these days were actually born beta. Society, especially recently, has played a strong role in had a chance to go alpha. Thanks to years of social conditioning, emasculation, and groupthink, teaching boys at an early age that masculinity is bad and that strength is bad, shaming boys at an early age to deny their own masculinity, their own manhood, while turning what would have been a normal, healthy male into a weak, apologetic beta male. Understand, being a beta male in life can literally not knowing how to act like a man, not being able to fulfill your duties as a man can literally make you sick. It can make you feel lost. It can make you feel hopeless. It can make you feel depressed. It can make you feel suicidal even. If you don't accept your gift that nature has blessed you with. The gift of being born a man. The gift of masculinity. The gift of testosterone. All the things that have become taboo in society today. When you don't accept these gifts, you will literally become ill. You'll become mentally ill. Physically ill. From society to play down their masculinity, say that you were false, I ain't believing that shit. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari kit. Take that monkey shit off. You embarrassing us. I got the red from Mr. Sean. Spiritually healthy. I've never met a single one. Each one has experienced or is currently experiencing some form of mental illness. Because society, the gap, and plus there's some half a day. becoming what you guys are today. Beta male.
English beta with smiley. To control.
Beta male.
Anglicka zi smilikom.
Beta male pose a threat to society. So why does society hate on alpha males so much?
Brown, black,
why does society
blue.
Discourage young
What's
boys from becoming alpha
How
males?
How old are you?
And
White,
some of the main
pink,
reasons
yellow,
are
gray.
Because alpha males
My
can
name's
think
Tom.
For themselves.
I'm
because
five
alpha
today.
Alpha males don't care what people think of them.
Hello,
because
boys and
alpha
girls.
Males don't
I'm your
need
Peter
society,
Pan storyteller.
Much less women
when
telling
you hear
them
this
what
sound.
To do. And most of all, because alpha males
Turn the
can't
page.
Be controlled. Unlike beta
this
males,
is the story
alpha males
of
aren't predictable like beta males. So naturally, alpha males and any man
this
who
is
acts alpha is immediately viewed as a threat to society, especially the emasculated society we have now. Just like the women these days who are doing all that strong woman nonsense, competing with men, and all the rah-rah where equal to men. Just look at those women. Their lives are in chaos. Their boyfriends and husbands are constantly
trait.
Cheating
no,
on them.
No, sir, he was
their
a very special
are a mess. Their kids are confused.
The boys
their lives are
camp.
A mess. And they experience constant frustration and anger in life, and they can't figure out how to stop it. And unfortunately, most never will. They will live out their lives and be punished, being kept in the dark, and never seeing the light, when all they have to do is simply live their lives according to what nature has intended for them. It's like driving your car with a wheel turned inside out. It was never meant to be driven that way. And when you attempt to drive your car that way, you will surely crash and you will cause an accident because the factory did not intend for you to drive your car with the wheels turned inside out. Or it's like wearing your shoes on opposite sides of your feet. If you walk around wearing your shoes on opposite sides of your feet, you will most likely trip and fall. Why? Because the factory did
blah,
not
blah,
intend
blah,
for
blah.
You to wear
Run it back!
Today's newsletter is going to be the week
dithering and hesitating beta male. Well, I've got an email here from a viewer who got out of a relationship that he was in, recently separated after about 3 months from a 10-year marriage that he should have never really gotten in the first place. He basically says that he married her after he cheated on her just to try to keep her around. But he finally grew a set of balls and realized this fucking sucks, which was awesome, and got out of it to create something new and better for himself. So he has this woman that he knows from the gym where he works, and he started kind of hanging out with buddies. He's just spending time with her, and he's annoying her at the last minute, hoping that she'll be free and just drop what she's doing and stay with him. And even when he's around her, he really doesn't do anything to move things to a successful conclusion. So he's consistently acting like the friend when he's with her. And so he writes in asking me to continue the game and my opinion on it. So I got a quote that I wrote on this topic I'm going to go through in this email. The quote says, masculine energy is all about purpose, drive, mission, succeeding, accomplishing, achieving goals, breaking barriers, etc. It's also direct, decisive, and fearless. Women like men who go for what they want despite their fears and the potential for failure. A woman will always have more respect for you even when she rejects you, when you fearlessly go for a kiss on a date, or you quickly get to the point and try to set a date when you meet her for the first time. The process to be successful in any endeavor in life requires you to not be deterred by failure or rejection, but instead look at it as a process of getting through the no's in order to get to the yeses. Let's go through his email. He says, hey coach, I'm recently separated about 3 months. Truthfully, I should have separated a year ago. I feel like I married for all the wrong reasons. I cheated prior to marriage, and I feel like I married inside a keeper. I can go on and on about my 10-year marriage, but bottom line, it wasn't. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of strength to end a 10-year marriage. So good on you for that. Good for the fact that you no longer are living a lie and have now created a space where you can attract the perfect person in your life, and you're creating a space in your ex-wife's life where she can meet the right guy for her. Now the reason for my email. I have a client that joined my gym about 2 to 3 years ago. I have always thought she was attractive and we have some chemistry. Now that I'm separated, I have hung out with her a few times. We attended a game with some friends, had plenty to drink that day, and we had a great time. We went to her house that night and she changed into something more comfortable. She was ready to get her freak on. She then came out, laid down on the couch, and threw her legs across my lap. They pop up. I was rubbing, touching, feeling, but never went to the kitchen. I hope I didn't mess up. Well, dude, she was there. That's what women do. They put themselves into your orbit. You gotta be a man and know what that means when she slips into something more comfortable and starts physically touching you. She started touching me. That's her invitation to touch me back. That's certainly not what James Bond would do. Prior to discovering your videos, we had already established the testing thing. As my book states, I know this is prior to coming to work. The book says, the phone is for setting dates, not doing dates. What happens is, the way you're acting like a guy who doesn't have the confidence or who's only interested. This is
Retorno, gente! вообще, блядь?
Да!
За щелки он, блядь, спят, нахуй! Только, блядь, она легла, блядь!
Can't stop, it's every box going up the spot. Hip rocks and niggas know! Yo! Niggas grab the mic like the bikes of a scorpion. Nervous, that's why the zoo brought me in. Now bring it forth, like the torches at the courts.
Before the case or maybe gay. That's what you, women, after a while, you did it, you hesitate so much. Then you try to move it to something physical. Who puts the roadblocks to it, though? How do I change this? Create an opportunity for sex now. Invite her out for a date. Hang out, have fun, look up like you're talking about. That's what a date is. You create an opportunity for sex now. Also, when we go out, we have chemistry, fun, and attraction. But she has often complained about former boyfriends being needy, clingy, crazy, etc. So, what she's telling you is she's basically saying, don't be this way. I think this has her skeptical about relationships. Now, she's telling you this because she probably likes you.
Welcome, dear ones, welcome to these times of new energies and unconditional love. You are moving quickly into newness and are now experiencing its energy in many forms. Please do not doubt that you are in the midst of great change. Do not judge what you perceive outwardly in the world by three-dimensional standards, for they no longer serve as an accurate measure. Many of you are finding that you are unable to tolerate certain foods, especially junk foods, and also that you need much less of what you do eat. This is because your higher resonating bodies are beginning to assimilate pure energy as food, something your bodies were unable to do in the denser energies. Material food is actually the material sense of the divine energy that eternally sustains and maintains you. Many ordinary things previously believed important to your happiness have simply become irrelevant, often without your even noticing. Trust, dear ones, you are not going crazy, nor are you getting ready to die except out of the old energy. You are in the midst of the ascension process of Gaia and yourselves, whether or not you are able to fully accept it. We wish to speak about two often misunderstood issues of living on Earth. Food and sex. There is and never has been only the one manifesting itself in infinite form and variety. Every plant is alive with the one life, and even rocks have consciousness. Man has been erroneously taught that he is superior to all other life forms and thus has a right to dominate. This is a false interpretation of scriptures. Man has the ability to assist, support, and work with other life forms through his knowledge and gifts, but has never been given permission to dominate, misuse, or cause suffering, actions that represent duality and separation at its fullest. This realization frequently brings about an inner struggle with regard to food, and especially the eating of meat. The majority of physical bodies are still programmed from lifetimes to need meat as a protein source, although as one's energy becomes lighter and lighter, this changes. Many a serious student will attempt to eliminate all meat only to find they are unable to do so for many reasons. Failing to make the switch, they consider themselves to be spiritual failures. If this has been your experience, simply understand without guilt that your body is not yet energetically ready for the complete elimination of meat. Continue to include meat as a part, not the whole of your diet, but begin to eat consciously. Choose meat from sources where the animal did not experience suffering and mistreatment.
New racking!
These dear animals still carry the energy of fear and suffering. Remember also that your purchases serve to promote the actions of whatever business provided the meat. In many cultures of the past, an animal was thanked and honored for its sacrifice, even being asked to appear if it wanted to provide itself for food. These higher ways of mutual respect and honor have changed, and the eating of meat has simply become heavily promoted big business. Many are now working to bring respect, consideration, and happiness into the lives of animals being raised for food. Utilize these sources. You are moving energetically toward a plant-based diet of grains and vegetables, which is more compatible with the lighter energies of your ascending bodies, which is why many of the heavier foods you are used to eating no longer agree with you. You will find yourselves automatically drawn to lighter, cleaner foods without effort on your part. There is no need for food as you know it. In the higher dimensions, nutrition is light filled in small amounts. Honor plant life forms as well for their sacrifice. The origin of saying grace before meals was not only to thank some god in the sky, but to honor the sacrifice of the food. Blessing, honoring, and sending light to everything you eat will lighten the energy of what is on your plate, making it more compatible with your new ascension status body. Never forget what food really represents on a deeper level, and also know that the energy of the one preparing the food becomes a part of the energy of the food.
My saddle, cause my rider has to sit. I'm a horse, not a colt, not a pony. No,
I'm a horse.
Please don't feed me fried bologna. I'm not a duck, I'm not a goat, I'm not a fish nor anything that has to float. Give me my reins, I'm chomping at the bit. Let me gallop 40 miles, a horse will never quit. I'm a horse, not a colt, not a pony. No, I'm a horse, shiny eyes like abalone. Not a riding stick, that's phony. Please don't feed me fried bologna.
Tufts Dining Workers Picket, Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Carm, 200 Packard, Tufts Dining Action Coalition. Sicko Mo by Travis Scott. That's how we fucking did it to him.
Let's get us go. On my soul, I can never fake it, bend a bow. Put it on my soul, I can never fake it, bend a bow.
one of them. Carry spiritual awareness with you in every action taken throughout the day. There never has been spiritual versus non-spiritual. They are not separate. Everything is pure spiritual idea. Anya interpreted according to the state of consciousness of the individual. Example, commerce business is in reality the material sense of love and gratitude. I give to you, you give gratitude back to me. Car, trains, airplanes, ships, etc. are three-dimensional concepts of omnipresence, changing over time as man's consciousness has evolved. Healing and the seeking of it on all levels represents the seeking of that innate perfection already ever present within every individual. As with so many other things, sexual expression on the human level is often misused, misunderstood, and riddled with concepts of guilt and shame. Sex is usually either embraced with detached and impersonal gusto as the ultimate experience or is considered taboo, evil, and something to avoid as a sin. Neither is true. Sexual experience on the human plane is neither an end all, nor is it an evil to be avoided. There are those that need the experiences of sexual attraction in order to grow and evolve into a higher sense of love slash sex. Those do not need these experiences, having incarnated for different reasons. Many soul contracts include the need for closure with some individual or sexual experiences from past lifetimes, and therefore they will be included in the experiences of this lifetime. As with everything, sex as it is understood in the human experience is representative of a higher truth, a step towards spiritual completion. The spiritual reality is the uniting and balancing outwardly of the male and female aspects of the soul, which are usually unrecognized but fully present within every individual. Hello, whether please. In a male or female body. At some point in the spiritual journey, the two aspects become one. The soul is complete and manifests outwardly as a new and illumined individual, able to express both the male strength and female gentleness as needed in every day. Think of it as viewing the world and everything in it as seen through a stained glass window. That which you see is perfect, but you are unable to perceive as it really is. Between partners, whether they be male female, male male, or female female. Let intuition always be your guide, not whatever current popular thought may be, or the rules and regulations promoted by others. Sexual attraction does not indicate the need for a sexual relationship. Love and spiritual awareness is an energy that can lift the sexual experience to levels never experienced through random sexual encounters. As with all things, there are levels and more levels. Sometimes a whole sexuality, its practice, and the higher truths of it are taught in the temples to give people the right sense of sexuality. These teachings have been lost for the most part, leaving a world where individuals often confuse and hurt through an ignorance of the deeper mysteries of sexuality. Many allow themselves to be used sexually, using it for pleasure. The intense energies of the sexual experience remain in an individual's energy field, good to remember when tempted by some random encounter based in physical attraction only. This is why the molestation of children is so harmful to them. The energy remains within their energy field and they are not at a mature enough level to understand, deal with it, or clear it. Many of you have these types of experiences in past lifetimes and have carried that energy with you through lifetimes and may now be manifesting as unresolved anger and sexual confusion, along with other mental and emotional issues. It is surfacing because you are now ready to once and for all time, hear it. Do not resist, but instead allow yourselves to feel. Love yourselves and the dear hurt child within you, allowing no shame nor blame to enter the process, all the while remembering. ignoring that you are in reality a spiritual being having human experiences. Understand it for what it is, old energy that you no longer need to carry with you. These experiences are finished and it's time to move on, leaving them in the dust of the nothingness that they really are. Some remain tempted to stay in the perceived specialness of victimhood, for it often provides loving support, simply, and an excuse to remain in what is only finished. A period of healing may be required, but do not remain in that phase forever. For choosing to remain in experiences of the past will hold you firmly there, and you will continue to recreate instead of clear. Study the informational channels of Mary Magdalene for more about divine sexuality, and let go of any guilt or shame you may have accumulated with regard to sex. Sexual.
Hey, you, where you been at?
Experience and guilt about it is an old and useless energy created and perpetuated through ignorant beliefs. These energetically new times are enabling all who choose to live full, responsible, happy, and guilt-free lives. These are the roots that flow infinitely and automatically from an awakened state of consciousness, one that has evolved beyond the illusions of sense that still hold much of the three-dimensional world in bondage. This is essential. Our dear emissaries to Earth, we are here with you. Take a long moment to feel our presence in the room. Do you see how Myra is with us again? It is because he is a commander of the landing party. We are actually landed now, but only in the higher frequencies of what you would call your fourth dimension. In order to perceive us, you must look with your third eye and interpret our message with your high heart. You are now in the process of this interpretation. Be sure to put unconditional love onto any situation that troubles you, and be sure to send the violet fire. We ask that every time that situation comes into your awareness, you remember to do that. There are many challenging beings presented to our volunteers to Earth to assist you to prime the pump as they said in the olden days. You can talk and teach forever, but the teacher must keep learning by doing what you teach. In this manner, the teaching will progress into the higher and higher octaves of reality. We ask now that all our teachers fully recognize that it is no accident that they find themselves in whatever challenges that are confronting them. It is the now to act like the galactic member that you have always been. In order to be your true galactic and or celestial self, you must go deep within to the core fears of your human self and heal them. One of your core fears is that you will not be acknowledged for who you truly are. That fear is a third dimensional ego fear. Therefore, you are called upon within this now to go deep inside and acknowledge your own self. This acknowledgement of self will greatly expand your
incident or an earlier similar ARC break, or you have an earlier similar TTP. Is there an earlier similar miswithheld? When you put a nickel in the slot, then the record arm comes over and goes down to and then the record turns around and plays Methuselah comes again. You gotta know what you're doing. Squirrel, nonsense, upset, sleeper, wobble, yik. You don't, however, ask for another earlier ARC break. That was real crappy. You got an earlier ARC break?
Out for a walk, I feel like I'm out. what you want.
All you can do when you got no food.
There was a ring of jerks and a session was there in swing.
When you got no food,
I could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say. How does it feel when you got no food? Pass the touchy on the left hand side. Pass the touchy on the left hand side. It have a fun.
Give me the music when they jump and pop.
It have a gun.
Give me the music when they jump and pop.
This is DJ Brownbag. You're listening to Brownbag Culture. This is L. Ron Hubbard and his musical tidings with the musical youth. It's 91.5 WMFL Medford. Keep it bagged.
Alright, from that point on, he is not really yet aware.
Keep it bagged.
There are other things around mocking it up. And not being aware that other things are around mocking it up, he can get into many poodles. And then when he gets clear enough to the company, he's all straight up there. He's saying, wow, experience, not too well, experience. And then the subject of sense.